9.5 and counting here in the first half. Coyotes up 17-0. Macon motions across the formation. They fake to him, give to Alsman off the left side, and he will push into the end zone for a Coyote touchdown. That is Nick's seventh of the season, and the lead is 23-0 after the six-yard touchdown run. So again, the Blue Jays, for the seventh consecutive drive, will have to punt, but this one's fumbled, and Cano's going to get buried back at the 15-yard line. Two different Coyotes in the neighborhood. Look like number 18, Sven Otterness, got there first. This time again, they give to Domina up the gut. Big hole to the 10. Broken tackle, 5. DeHaven Domina into the end zone. Touchdown, Coyotes. End of the first quarter. We start quarter number 2. Southwestern with the football, down 10-7 to Kansas Wesleyan. Mound Builders with second down and 10 at the Coyote 37-yard line. Cagle takes the snap, hands it off to Hunter up the middle, breaks one tackle inside the 30, a really nice run. He's going to have close to first down yardage at the 27, and that looks, depending on the spot, like it is, in fact, a first down. We'll see where they mark him. They mark him just a half a yard short. Third down coming for the Builders. Samara Hunter, just a young guy, a freshman from Allen High School in Texas.
Nice to see him get a stop here, get a tackle for a loss, and then see what the Southwestern coach comes up with.
Bunch set to the right side for the Builders. Coyotes show a little bit of pressure off the left side with Garcia. They'll split Jones to the left, and we get a whistle and a false start on the Builders. A critical penalty there on third down and half a yard. It's going to back them up, and the Coyotes with a little bit of energy based off of that one.
Yeah, and I think the back that came in motion actually ran toward the line of scrimmage, which you have to keep that totally lateral. You can't move toward the line of scrimmage, and I'm pretty sure that's what the call came from the head line judge.
So third down now and about 5.5 at the 33-yard line. Builders need just inside of the 28, close to the 27. Cagle takes the low snap, pressure coming, tosses one out to the left side. It's caught at the 30, but swarming is the defense. Michael Barnett was there, and he had a little bit of help as well from Rico Moore at the 30, and more tempers flaring around the offensive line. And the Coyotes backing away as the Builders keep barking. Or meowing, I suppose, if you're going off of their cat mask.
You're going off of Jinx?
It's now fourth down in about 2.5 at the 30, and the Builders are going for it. Big play here. The Coyotes trying to turn them away. Pressure shown. Cagle under center. We get a whistle. The Coyotes jumped off sides. Cagle's going to take a shot deep, and it's going to be incomplete, but the Coyotes just did get a slight head start, and I believe that will be an offsides penalty. Oh, there's another one, another flag downfield. We're going to have a little discussion.
I think Cleon got a hold of his shirt downfield, but I think the offense jumped. No. We got Gabriel pointing at us, so. I didn't think that he broke the neutral zone, but he might have got his hat over the ball.
Well, I thought he got back, but.
Yeah, so did I. There definitely was no contact, so it's a free play at that point.
But a long discussion by four. Now two more officials come in to join the conversation.
Well, the other two guys just came in and said, there's no way I'm buying beer and pizza tonight. It's on you guys.
And the offsides on the Coyotes will be declined, but the hold downfield will be what is accepted. And so that'll move Southwestern closer to the goal line and, again, give them a first down, which is the important thing to factor in. A 10-yard penalty. So the Builders will now get the ball first and 10 at the Coyote 20 after the penalty flag. And they are back in the red zone for the second time. Trips right as Cagle out of the shotgun takes the snap. Quarterback run the whole way, and he will not get back to the 20-yard line. He's going to lose another yard. The run game from Brad Cagle has not been there. Lucas Rockford all over it. the senior out of Springfield, Illinois, a kid that came to Kansas Wesleyan, Dan, as a quarterback, flipped to the defensive side of the ball, and he's now their second leading tackler.
Yeah, that's, you see that in a lot of cases. You see a lot of quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks, end up playing on the defensive side of the ball. Just smart, cerebral players, athletic, and able to do anything you ask of them.
Trips right again. Cagle this time dropping back to pass. Pressure has him step up, still eyeing down the field. He launches to the end zone, knocked away, nearly picked off by Sean Browder in the end zone. Third down and 11 coming for the Builders this time.
Hey, they've done a great job on the backside of coverage. We have literally had a man in the face of the wide receiver every time, and I'm not that impressed with the ball that Cagle throws. He's a pretty accurate guy, but there is no hot sauce on that man. It's just laid up there for grabs, and Wesleyan's defensive backfield safeties, they're ball hawking on that guy today.
Third down and 11, Southwestern at the Coyote 21, working into this slight breeze from the north. Hunter will split out wide out of the tailback spot. Cagle gets blasted!
Boom.
My goodness! Ricardo Garcia, and now we get a late flag flying in. And it looks like the Coyotes may get flagged for some unsportsmanlike conduct. Or potentially targeting. What is the discussion here? I didn't see anything more than a typical tackle celebration.
He came hard, and he came with his pads down. Unsportsmanlike.
There you go. The Coyotes had the stop on the huge tackle. And the Coyotes unhappy.
It had to have been for the celebration afterward. Something got said.
I didn't see any action, so it had to be based on what was said after the play. But that is another huge gift for Southwestern, and the jinx is on.
Yeah, something's on.
First and 10 now at the 13-yard line after Southwestern was stopped cold in their tracks.
All right. Hit him again.
Pistol set up for Cagle again. Hunter, the freshman tailback, will be behind him. They fake it to him. Cagle rolling out to his right. They've got Keyshawn Jones in space. Coyotes swarming to him at the 10, and he's not going to get any further than that. A gain of just about 3 yards when it's all said and done. A great job defensively by all those yellow shirts just to make sure that Keyshawn Jones couldn't get the edge and get towards the end zone.
Yeah, he slowed it up, tried to put a couple moves on there, but Devontae Gabriel wasn't having any of that. He was able to stay with him, take the first fake, and continue with his momentum, ride him out of bounds.
Second down for Southwestern. Ball on the 10-yard line. Givis to Hunter up the middle, and he gets smacked at the 5 and falls right there. A good gain of 5 yards. Third down and a yard and a half awaits Southwestern this time. Sean Browder's helmet pops off. So he has to come out, and Reese Niebel will replace him for at least one play. But a critical play to have one of your best defenders have to come off the field.
Yeah, but as we've seen time and time again this year, they just plug and play and stick somebody back out there that does the same job Browder's been doing.
Southwestern needs close to 2 yards on third down. Pressure coming. Cagle lobs one to the near side, and it is knocked away. Mykel Barnett nearly picked it off. He reached one hand up over Lake Hoffman and nearly pulled it away, but instead it falls incomplete. And on fourth down and 2, Southwestern's going to elect to try the field goal and tie the game as they kick into the wind. And Gabriel Medrano has missed once already today, albeit that one was a much longer field goal attempt.
Yeah, and let's talk about the defensive play in the corner here. Bill Bear's given up about 6 inches to this wide receiver, was still able to jump up, get a hand on it, and then rip it as they went to the ground.
Oh, kick is muffed. It is just terribly kicked into Cole Parker's hands, and he's got a room on the right sideline with a full head of steam down the 50 to the 40 to the 30. Cole Parker, a touchdown! 95 yards on the blocked field goal attempt, and Kansas Wesleyan has seized all the momentum here in Winfield.